You can just hold that to your mouth. And then if you get wild and Pentecostal and radical, you know, it'll just go up and down.
You think I will?
You just
I got to wear this on Saturday.
There's something
night.
Good about you just oh. closing. There's, yeah, yes. I just heard that in my heart. I saw you. Actually, I wasn't even looking at you. I saw your face.
That's good.
Yeah, it's just blessed.
Father, I thank you so much. I thank you for what you see in us, God. I thank you for that thing, God, that's so deposited deep within us. That deep that's calling out to deep right now. I thank you, Father, for the revelatory truth. Come on, that's setting people free, God. That if you do continue in my word, and I said this the other day when I was here on Saturday, it doesn't say words if you continue in my word, because do not separate what he did from what he said. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Father, I thank you that Jesus' entire ministry was hell-bent on our freedom to know the Father. I thank you, Father, that you sent your Son for that purpose, so we can know Daddy and come to know ourselves. From the beginning of time, Father, you showed me that, even by the works of your hands, Romans 1:20, it was all about knowing you. The law, the prophets, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and here's the kicker, guys, now you. Thank you, Father, for, as Dan was saying, putting your Spirit back in us to manifest the truth. Father, as Dan said, God, I bless this class. I bless the journey each and every person is on. I thank you that it was for freedom's sake that Christ came to get us free, for the sole purpose of knowing you, because in this is eternal life, John 17:3. It's knowing you to look like you. Thank you for your love, Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is so clear in my heart, God, you showed it to me. God, that you are, some it may offend some people, that you're evangelizing your bride. You keep telling me that over and over and over again. And that people are being born again. In fact, I'll share that with you with my eyes closed. I shared this on Saturday night, two Saturdays ago. The Lord showed me my three-year-old daughter crawling back up into my wife's womb to be reborn again. And I shared it with a brother of mine, a friend of mine, and he says, well, God said to my spirit, he said, the church has really birthed some misfits and some children that didn't know who they are, but he's bringing them back to be born again as sons and daughters. Thank you, Father. We do bless your name, Holy Spirit. We bless you, God. I bless this class, Father. I do. I ask and pray that they continue to grow in the knowledge, Lord, of the love that you have for them. And this was in my spirit as Dan was sharing 2 Corinthians 5:14 through 21. Essentially, God, you said to me, that's the ministry, Brian, of the saints. That's it. That's the key. And my Bible says the love of Christ controls me. And Paul got it, and he stayed there. Like Dan said, he understood that one died for all, therefore all died. And that chapter ends with, he who knew no sin became sin on my behalf, so that I might become the righteousness of God in him. And like we said last week, you're already clean, because the word I have spoken to you, and if he said it, it's a done deal. Make that explode in the depths of our spirits, God. Make that such a reality, God. Make that so clear. Make that be the only eye we see through. The only eye. So that when life does squeeze, like Dan says, Christ comes out. So we just say thank you for this school. We say thank you for Dan. We say thank you, God, for the work of God in his life, what you continue to do through him, and what you're doing in each and every one of us, and that through your Son, you said, you're worthy. Thank you, Father, for abolishing the lie and allowing truth, Father, to finally be established. In Jesus' name, your mighty name. Amen.
I want everybody to participate. This is sound controlling, but I want you to do this. Put your hand to death. I want you to say this out loud. Everybody in this room, you'll be able to say it.